of the program is Spiritual Awakening Radio. A few months back, I acquired an amazing book, The Law of Attention, Nada Yoga and the Way of Inner Vigilance by Edward Salim Michael, published by Inner Traditions. It is filled with much wisdom. The spiritual practice of Edward Salim Michael was to focus on the inner divine sound. And this is definitely a tradition within Buddhism. And during this multiple part series of programs, you'll get to hear many passages from not only the Law of Attention, but other Buddhist writings and scriptures or sutras on this path of transcendental hearing, the path of the divine sound, the yoga of the sound current. Now let's resume the talk sent to me on MP3 by Michelle Michael, describing her husband's spiritual quest and encounter with this divine sound current.
Intuitively, he knew that the blissful experience he had were not the decisive experience which permits to cross an irreversible threshold. This decisive experience happened to him after 4 years of intensive meditation and sustained inner vigilance in active life. He recounts this experience in his book, The Law of Attention. One day, when he was meditating, plunging ever more deeply into himself, stubbornly holding on to the subject of his meditation with growing but quiet determination, while at the same time constantly increasing the intensity and strength of his concentration, without at any moment letting it falter or fluctuate, as the sensation of his body became ever finer and more rarefied, suddenly, this sacred nada started to vibrate in a most unusual way, thundering in his head with an incredible power and shrillness he had not known before. Suddenly, with a formidable force and astonishing rapidity, he was sucked up to the top of his skull. At the same time, he felt that his forehead had ripped open from inside, and the vision of his two eyes had inwardly merged into the center of his forehead. Simultaneously, he had the strong and strange feeling of having died and gone back to his source of origin. He was also seized with the inexpressible sensation that he was immersed in and united with a great whole, and that he had discovered and understood the mysterious secret behind life, the stars, and the universe. So Salim described this so powerful experience with these words in The Law of Attention. It changed his life completely. But he realized that there was still further to go, and he continued to work with the inner sound, trying to listen to it intently in all the circumstances of active life. When this enlightenment experience happened, he was 33 years old. 15 years later, he had the opportunity to go to India, to which he felt deeply attracted. His grandmother was Indian. For 2 years, he lived in Pune, not far from Bombay, traveling here and there to find someone to help him to go further. but it was not his destiny to find the master. He had had already such experiences that all the persons he met did not fit his needs. So he continued to work intensively with his inner sound in India. After 2 years of this intensive work in Pune, he succeeded in listening to the nada from the morning to the evening, all day long, every day, without losing it even 1 second. For anyone who has tried to listen to it, it means such an astonishing accomplishment. An attention sustained minute after minute, hour after hour, day after day. As he explained later to his pupils, one of the pitfalls people can find on this spiritual path is that they become familiar with the sound in their ears without consciously listening to it. And in a certain way, the goal is lost because this inner sound is not an end in itself. It is there as a means to be fully in the present moment, available to something higher in ourselves. It is a sacred means, but only a means. If we are familiar with this inner sound, and from time to time we realize that it is here in our ears, but we do not really pay attention to it, it does not fill the goal for which it is here. Salim wrote in his book that at the beginning of his struggles, each time he realized that the inner sound was there, immediately he answered inwardly, "Yes," and 1,000 time yet to see. He had a strong feeling of the importance of this sound because he realized that it was calling him to come back again to the present moment. It is so difficult to stay in the present moment. Numerous spiritual paths emphasize rightly the importance of the present moment. But when we try to stay in the present moment, we see how difficult it is. And not only how difficult it is, but also the quality of our presence is at stake. We can think that we are present, but we are not fully there, fully available, which means a certain renunciation to our thoughts, our preoccupations, our worries, renunciation to the past and to the future. And it is not easy to let go of everything, to really come back to the present moment. So this inner sound is a great help, but it depends how we listen to it. If we listen to it without understanding its purpose, rapidly we will be tired of doing it. To help us, it is so important, especially in our time, to keep a feeling of the sacredness of our path and of the sacredness of this mystical sound. Salim said that it is like a sacred hook of grace cast down to us to help draw us away from our ordinary state of being. So Salim worked with this inner sound almost 20 years alone in Paris, without any external guidance. And it is only when he went to India that, as I said before, he discovered that it was known in India as a very important means for concentration. But during the 7 years he spent in India, 2 years in Pune and a little more than 4 years in Madras, he never found anyone who practiced this yoga. When he left India and came back to France, he started to work on his first book, The Way of Inner Vigilance, in which he wrote 5 chapters on Nada Yoga. It is this book which is now republished at Inner Tradition under this new title, The Law of Attention. But he did not know if anyone in the West was working with his sound. And it is only 2 weeks before he left this world in 2006 that a nun from Amaravati Monastery in England contacted us, and we discovered through her that Ajahn Sumedho was teaching the inner sound and that he had found Salim's book 25 years ago. And it was very helpful for him because he also was hearing this inner sound when he meditated, but he did not find anything about it in the Pali scriptures. He was very glad to discover this book, which was very helpful for him. Salim also was very happy to discover that someone was helped to use this inner sound, which was so important for him on his path.
Voice of Michelle Michael talking about the book The Law of Attention, Nada Yoga and the Way of Inner Vigilance by Edward Salim Michael, published by Inner Traditions, a book which is fast becoming a spiritual classic in the Buddhist tradition. The program is Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean, with you every week at this time, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, mysticism, meditation, and books. My email address, if you'd like to get in touch, is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. The website is spiritualawakeningradio.com. Visit my Facebook page at this address, facebook.com/spiritualawakeningradio. This week's program is part one in an ongoing series exploring the inner mystic sound and the Buddhist tradition. The following reading comes from the Sringama Sutra, an ancient Buddhist scripture, which advocates both vegetarian diet and transcendental hearing, the path of the inner mystic sound. Absence of sound is not the end of hearing, and sound, when present, is not its beginning. The faculty of hearing beyond creation and annihilation truly is permanent, even when isolated thoughts in a dream arise. Though the thinking process stops, hearing does not end. For the faculty of hearing is beyond all thought, beyond both mind and body. Ananda, and all you who listen here, should inwardly turn your faculty of hearing to hear your own nature, which alone achieves supreme Bodhi. That is how enlightenment is won. Buddhas as many as the Ganges sand entered this one gateway to Nirvana. All bodhisattvas now enter this perfection. All who practice in future on this Dharma should rely. Sringama Sutra. comes from the book The Law of Attention, Nada Yoga and the Way of Inner Vigilance, published by Inner Traditions Books of Vermont. A human being's attention is the most precious treasure he possesses. It is essential for the seeker to understand the importance of his attention in all his spiritual struggles, both in the search for the answer to the enigma of his existence and in his process of transformation. The first time the seeker hears this mystical sound when meditating, it may be very faint indeed, according to his level of being. And even if he has heard and recognized it, it may keep disappearing and reappearing. It will, so to speak, play with the aspirant, constantly putting him on trial to test his perseverance, or it may vanish altogether, and the seeker will not hear it anymore for some time. He must not be disheartened at this, but persistently look for it again and again until he finally succeeds in hearing it once more. The importance of this nada, this sacred sound, cannot be stressed enough. It could be compared to a divine signpost, compassionately indicating the way to a struggling seeker in this difficult quest. Generally, the human being's thoughts and feelings are constantly changing, ever tossed about by the waves of the incessant flux of his thoughts. There is no continuity of being in him. And in his ordinary habitual state, he cannot know or even conceive what it truly means to have inner continuity of being. Without any real aim in him, he is like a dried leaf blowing helplessly hither and thither by the ever-changing winds of his moods, his thoughts, and his desires. And his moods, thoughts, and desires are always being influenced by external conditions as well as by all sorts of unseen forces acting on him. When the aspirant has recognized this nada, this divine sound, and familiarized himself well enough with it, he will perceive that contrary to the ever-changing inner and outer conditions that he was used to up to that moment, this mystical sound has a strange, unearthly continuity about it. In addition to the description of this sound given in the previous chapter, it can also be compared to the soft whisper of the wind and the continuous hissing noise of the ocean waves with a shrill ultrasound on top of it, composed of all the harmonics in the universe. On the higher spheres, this sacred nada will have a strange sort of silvery aspect to it, somewhat similar to the uninterrupted jingling sound of very little pieces of glass, with other smaller, even more subtle sounds superimposed on it, until finally these finer sounds seem to disappear into infinity. One should look upon this nada as a divine grace and rare opportunity, always turning to it with the utmost respect, revering it as the treasured means that can make his deliverance possible. And finally this week, as I began, a passage from Ajahn Sumedho's book, The Sound of Silence, on this divine sound, this transcendental hearing. As you calm down, you can experience the sound of silence in the mind. You hear it as a kind of high-frequency sound, a ringing sound that's always there. It's just normally never noticed. Now, when you begin to hear that sound of silence, it's a sign of emptiness, of silence of the mind. It's something you can always turn to.